Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Diving right back into it here on a Monday on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. 96.5 The Fan. Looks like it's 9 o'clock in the morning outside. 6:45. Love it. Love it. A lot happening this weekend. There was the Fanatics Fan Fest this weekend. Libby Dunn there. There was a lot of superstars there. Joe That's Burrow fun. Couldn't throw a baseball. Some guy got to meet Libby Dunn, dropped his Sprite, sprayed all over the place, including her.
That's awesome.
That would probably be everybody's reaction.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Let me get that for you. Please don't touch me.
Yeah.
And then she bought, like, a Paul Skeens anime card for, like, I think $1,000, whatever it was. Just living their best life. And then there's Kevin Durant. Right? What a random time that is. Because we always wonder, like, do these people know if they're getting traded? Have they talked to their agents? You would think that it wouldn't be, you know, like the same setting as, you know, hey, by the way, you've just been traded. Oh, and breaking news, by the way, which is how it happened. He's on stage, I believe. Was he with Kay Adams? Is that who he was sitting with?
Yeah, I think so, yep.
And they were just talking, shooting the breeze. Then all of a sudden, Kevin Durant's been traded from Phoenix to the Houston Rockets. Now the Phoenix Suns have 9 point guards at no other position on their team. And the Rockets now will take the 37-year-old vet and Kevin Durant. Can't imagine how much production he's going to give them. But again, he's a name. He moves the needle for the NBA offseason. This is one of many dominoes that will fall now that the NBA season comes to wraps last night after the Oklahoma City Thunder win their title and a number one title for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, they get their first title. A sidebar on Oklahoma City. Are we considering them one of the greatest teams of all time, or are we just looking past
Take
that?
Take it easy.
Well,
Take
they're one easy. Of four teams who have won 84 games in the history of the NBA. The three Bulls teams and them. There was a Warriors team that won 84, didn't win the NBA Finals.
Yep. They were up 3-1.
And so are we, is it that team, is that okay to consider one of the best NBA teams of all time, just that year, obviously. Like, yeah. I mean, they're up there. They win 84 games.
Great season, yes.
I mean, you win all those games. How could you not be in that mindset of one of the greatest of all time? Because they're not sexy. That's what we do. We look too hard into sports and try to. They're one of the greatest teams of all time.
I did see a funny tweet. Maybe it's inappropriate, but it was like, imagine carrying a baby for 9 months and just to name it Chet.
But the Bulls were not a team that you know, at the end of the season went, oh, the Bulls won. Yeah, we knew the Bulls were going to win, right? They led from wire to wire.
Mm-hmm.
34-7 during the first half of the season.
Yep.
34-7 during the second half of the season. Lost 7 postseason games. Won 84 games this year. And an NBA championship. on par with the 15-16 Warriors, 95-96 Bulls, 96-97 Bulls.
Hell of a run.
One of the greatest seasons ever.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
greatest
yeah.
One of the greatest seasons. But greatest seasons.
I mean, it's up there, man. They've done everything.
What do we say about the Royals? You go with your superstar?
Yeah.
SGA, scoring title, MVP, NBA Finals MVP, NBA Finals.
One of four players in the history of the league to do that.
Yep.
One of the four teams in the history of the league to win 84 games.
Solid run.
I mean...
And they're young.
And we're sitting here, you know, blinding ourselves trying to name superstars and find the leaders of the NBA. They just gave it to us, and we're like, they're not interesting because they're in Oklahoma City. I mean, that's essentially what it boils down to.
And breaking news, the Pacers have fired Rick Carlisle. Still has his job.
Are you joking about that, though? Because who knows in the NBA, right? Yeah, you went all the way to the NBA Finals, and you're fired.
So what is Durant's legacy?
I still think there's room for it to change. I think this stop could help him quite a bit more than it could hurt him. Because, I mean, these past few stops aren't going to be remembered well, right? I mean,
Brooklyn sucked.
Yeah.
Phoenix. That's what people say about Brooklyn. He was a toe away from beating the Bucks, who won the NBA Finals.
So was Isaiah Likely.
Yeah. In week one of the regular season, KD carried that team. But, yeah, no, I mean, yeah, people remember Brooklyn sucking instead of the injuries and him carrying them.
Well, it was just a catastrophic failure in Brooklyn because that's when Kyrie came out and was like, the earth's flat. I don't want to talk to anybody. I have my own world.
It's terrible.
I do believe one of the things that Stephen A. Smith was right about, Kobe's death definitely messed up Kyrie. That was like his mentor. That was his guy. Kobe passed away suddenly, and Kyrie was shook for a little bit for this time in Brooklyn. He's kind of come around more so. That he's been in Dallas, or if you want to say that per se. But Kevin Durant will always be, in my opinion, known as the third, maybe second best player of his time in the NBA. It will always be LeBron. Then that Steph Curry kid kind of came out of nowhere, and Durant rode those coattails to two titles.
Yes,
now, again, he was a finals MVP, got two titles. It was a great move on his part, but it was still Steph's team. It was never Kevin Durant's team. Every time Kevin Durant has been the guy on the team, they've never done it. Oklahoma City, it was a failure.
Yep.
He went to Brooklyn, didn't work out. Played well, but didn't work out when it came to what he had to do. Because on Brooklyn, there was three. It was him, Kyrie, and Harden. And he was kind of the guy to be the guy, and it didn't happen. Phoenix, it was just the end of the career started to come around, and then now he's going to Houston. What he provides the Rockets, I don't know, but he won't be the guy that everyone's going to think, like, oh, here's Kevin Durant, the guy that's going to get us 29 a game, play 35 minutes and do that. That's just not where he's at anymore. But I don't know. I think his legacy's fine. He's one of the best college basketball players I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He won, two titles?
Yep. MVP.
Couple MVPs on the belt.
Yep.
Like, he's going to be a Hall of Famer, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be one of the best NBA players of his generation.
See, for me, I always kind of fall into a second category with him because I feel like he's not a win because of guy, you know? He's a win. He got there, they won. He wasn't the reason why they won. Every time, as Dusty said, that's kind of my impression of Kevin Durant. You had to go and ride the coattails in order to get that championship. And you did. But then when you went out on your own and you tried to do it your way, it failed miserably, right? Brooklyn, Phoenix, who knows what's going to happen down in Houston, you know, with this team. But I think Kevin Durant, for me, is always going to be that guy who wasn't able to carry a franchise. But if he was on a team with other star players, then he was able to fit in and be a nice addition to that team. But when he was asked to be the guy, he's just not the guy. And that's fine. A lot of people aren't the guy. Most people aren't the guy when it comes to professional sports. And Kevin Durant was a very good player, great player, Hall of Fame player. But he's not one of those guys that I would say, that's a guy I need in order to win.
Steph wrote his coattails. You guys overrate Steph Curry. You guys don't know ball. It's obvious.
Oh, the second thing I don't agree with. But the Steph wrote his coattails. I wouldn't say Steph wrote his coattails, but it certainly wasn't KD riding Steph Curry. KD was the best player on that team, and I think Warriors needed KD just like KD needed the Warriors. Maybe not as much. I think the Warriors still would have been contenders. They don't just cruise to two titles like that. Kevin Durant put them over the edge. Yeah.
And that's why everybody hated. That's why everybody
everyone
started hating.
Totally
the
get it.
State Warriors.
Yeah, right.
And I get that move. I just say... Kevin Durant was incredible. I think legacy-wise, though, you're right. I mean, people are going to remember Steph Curry as the guy and remember KD, I'll believe incorrectly, as someone who couldn't be the guy. I think we saw him do – I mean, he brought
And there's the beauty in sports, though, Max. Sorry to jump in. That's perception, right? Yep. How do you change that? It's hard. It really is.
Very
it's hard.
Yes.
Because there's people you have perception like Alex Rodriguez, never going to be a big game player, in my opinion. Even though he won a world championship, he's never a big game player. Aaron Judge has to win like 10 world championships before people will accept him as a big time player. Patrick Mahomes, no matter what he does the rest of his career, that's a big game player right there. Josh Allen, not merely a big game player.
He's got to prove that. Yeah, he's got to change that perception, and that's going to be hard to do for a lot of people, including you. So yeah. I get that. My perception of KD is different. I'm also a little biased.
I've been my guy
since I was a kid, so I get it. I will say these last two seasons, 75 and 62 games played, 27 points a game, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. He can get you 27 and 6 a night on 30 minutes a game still.
Now, so, will he be 38 at the start of next season?
37 at the start of next season. Okay. So right now, 36. But yeah, so he's
got 1 to 2.
1 to 2 more years is what I'd say. That's I'd put him at. And I think Phoenix, you shipped him off. You got what you could. They needed to get rid of him.
A good trade for both parties. Houston got rid of some stuff they didn't want. They got rid of something they didn't want. Like, sometimes those trades work out that way. Jeremy Guthrie, Jonathan Sanchez type of trade. Royals didn't want Sanchez anymore. Rockies didn't want Guthrie. They swapped locations. It's great for, I don't know what Sanchez did in Colorado. I don't really care. But Guthrie came here, changed the scenery. It was great. He took his game to the next level, became a cult hero here in Kansas City. Maybe they can do that for Houston right now, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think the West is wide open, though.
No, the West.
The East, however, that thing is now wide open.
Yeah, two top five players. Exactly.
And Boston, yeah.
Tatum and Halliburton are both out. And does the Knicks have a coach yet?
No. That didn't happen since we were back last week.
They did not announce that at Fanatics either.
No coach. Mike Brown didn't get hired yet?
Yeah, not yet.
If I'm the Knicks, I go get that Coastal Carolina coach.
Yeah, that baseball coach from Coastal Carolina. He beat the hell out of some people.
He scared an umpire.
I mean, the umpire falling down and then ejecting him. That's you got embarrassed, pal. And that umpire who ejected him and fell down had 7 years in Major League Baseball. He was so bad they fired him of Major League Baseball. Wow. And now
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh, he's umpiring at the collegiate ranks, embarrasses himself, falls down, acts like the manager pushed him to touch him, and kicked him out of the game in the final game of the College World Series. What a douche move by the umpire.
Oh, no, that guy's coming after me. I got to get out of here. Oh, crap.
Yeah. Dang it.
Get ass up, over Harry. Tea kettle. Yeah.
You can't look like that. You're ruining it for all of us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.